Welcome to the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 24th, 2024, and we have a lineup of human resources headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Before we dive into today's human resources headlines, we'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, HR.com. HR.com is the largest social networking and resource site for HR professionals, offering cutting-edge tools, training, and insights to help you succeed in the ever-evolving world of human resources. We're grateful for HR.com's support in making this podcast possible. Visit HR.com to join a community of over 1.75 million professionals and access a wealth of resources to elevate your HR practices. Thank you, HR.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. Here is our first headline.
Talent Plus, Inc., recognized as one of the best places to work in healthcare. Talent Plus, Inc., a global consulting firm based in Lincoln, has been named one of the 2024 Best Places to Work in Healthcare by Modern Healthcare. President Dan Perez highlighted the importance of understanding employee needs and attracting top talent in today's uncertain times. This recognition reflects Talent Plus's commitment to a diverse, inclusive, and caring workplace. President Mackenzie Rath emphasized the company's focus on values, empowerment, and continuous improvement. The award program by Modern Healthcare recognizes outstanding employers in the healthcare industry nationwide. Talent Plus uses science-based assessments to help clients create high-performing, engaged cultures. To learn more, visit their website.
Employee well-being initiatives are common now, but few are having great success. New study by HR.com's HR Research Institute. HR.com's HR Research Institute has released new research findings revealing that 30% of HR professionals believe their employee well-being programs are effective. The study shows that organizations are actively working to increase various types of well-being through initiatives, but only 27% say their programs are well integrated. Top causes of stress identified include workload, work-life balance, and financial stress. The research emphasizes the need for more effective and cohesive strategies to improve employee satisfaction, engagement, and productivity. HR.com's Future of Employee Well-Being 2024 report offers detailed insights and recommendations for optimizing wellness programs and creating a healthier work environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.